This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Several people are texting me that says that report is not accurate about Coach K losing to a former assistant, that he actually lost to Mike Bray in the past. That was an AP story I was reading, so don't take it up with me. Take
was
it up.
Was it an assistant or a former player?
Was it a former player? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. I saw it was a former assistant,
okay.
But it's a former player, though, is the first one that he lost to would be capable. Nonetheless, we turn it to football. I got like 7 texts right away. It said, jeez, Mike Bray. Interesting. It is former players, what it should be amended to. In the story, right, I read, it said, former assistant. 412-928-9370 is that number. You can text anytime you like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We welcome in at this time Ray Fittipaldo. He covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, good morning to you. How's everything with you?
I'm doing great. I think I might have covered a Tommy Amaker Coach K matchup in the tournament many, many years ago, but I guess Coach K must have won because I guess he didn't win.
Would that have been a Harvard game or Seton Hall? What was that?
I want to say, was it? I think I was up in Syracuse, and I think Seton Hall played Duke, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. I'm getting old. That was probably like 15, 20 years ago.
That you are. Ray Fittipaldo joining us here on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. We're getting old waiting on this offensive coordinator to be hired. What's the latest here? What's going on? Are they any closer, the Steelers?
You know, guys, that original report on Saturday from the NFL Network said is expected to. So it wasn't as strong as it could have been. So, listen, that very well, you know, could happen. But all we know right now is that Canada is a candidate to be the Steelers' next OC. And to be honest with you, there hasn't been a lot of chatter about anyone else interviewing in the early stages of this week. So I'm not sure what the holdup is right now, but, you know, it is noteworthy that, you know, we're, what, 4 days past that report now, and the Steelers don't really seem to be in a hurry to make that announcement.
Ray, what needs to come first, hiring an OC or finding out what Ben's intentions are or what the Steelers' intentions are regarding Ben?
Well, I think they'll definitely hire the OC before they, you know, they go to Ben to get an answer. You know, I think they always sort of let him sit back and evaluate and, you know, talk to some people. So I don't expect that really until, you know, the end of the month or even into February for them to have that conversation. And then I think, listen, if it is Canada, you know, I think that makes some sense. You know, you're going to bring in somebody who was here last year. You're not going to completely start over and, you know, hand Ben a new OC in what is likely to be his final year. So it makes sense from that perspective. But I also get it, you know, when other people say, hey, why would you stick with someone who was a part of that last season? You know, the way last season ended for the offense wasn't great. But, you know, maybe if it's Matt, maybe he'll stick to some of the things that they were using early in the season. And, you know, I will point out that they were much more successful on offense in the early stages of the season than they were late in the season when some of that stuff went away.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here. Time right now, 8:06, brought to you by Goodrich & Geist. Get the good guys. Goodrich & Geist, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. Have you started to shake loose a little bit the market on some of the free agents, Juju, Hilton, people such as that? And do the Steelers stand to lose many more of those guys than they will sign, Ray?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. A lot of those guys, just because of the salary cap situation and just because, as always, some of those guys are going to be able to make more money on the open market than what the Steelers would be willing to pay. So I think guys off the top of my head who I think are gone for sure are like Villanueva. They're not going to resign him. James Conner, I think they need a clean break from him and vice versa. No, Juju's interesting. The $16 million franchise tag, that's up there. But if they think they can get a long-term deal done before the summer, then that would not be the price. So, you know, that's an interesting one, but I still think he goes. I think Filer, it's kind of like Chris Hubbard, very versatile. I think he's going to make a lot of money on the open market. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to lose a lot of guys. The one to keep an eye on, and it's really two rolled up into one, is the Cam Sutton, Mike Hilton situation. Mike is a guy who has started ahead of Cam, but he might be a little bit more scheme-specific to Pittsburgh than Cam is. So I'm not really sure who is going to be more make more money on the open market. If I was the Steelers, I'd probably try to sign Cam first, but, you know, that's certainly one to keep an eye on, too.
Ray, I probably know the answer to this, as Colin says, one of the outstanding linemen, maybe the best lineman Keystone Oaks history. But, you know, you see these mock drafts out there, and you see the running back, and you see every once in a while a quarterback. But don't the Steelers have to go, not? And I think offensive line, not only in the first round, but maybe in the first two rounds.
Yeah, you know what, Jim, the nice thing about this is they have an obvious lead at left tackle with Phil and Wava moving on. But you could have a need at center, and you could have a need at guard, and they're in a position where they can actually draft the best lineman available when they're sitting there at number 24. If there is a guy there that they like, they would be in position to do that. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Pouncey and DeCastro. I still think that's very much up in the air, and it could depend on where the salary cap falls, what that figure is. So they're not really – they don't have to draft a left tackle. If they feel like all the best left tackles are gone, and usually those guys go in the top 15. I think we had four in the top 15 last year. If there's a guard or a center at 24 that they like, they could do that. But, yeah, if I was the Steelers, I think you look at their top needs. Offensive line, I think running back as well. And then number three, you know, depending on what happens in free agency, you can go corner, nickelback. You could go tight end. There's a number of different places that they can go with their third pick, but I think definitely offensive line and running back are their top two needs as of right now, you know, before all these other decisions are made.
On Twitter, we're there at 937 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. Let's stick with that running back conversation. What's the way to go with it? Is it a pick in the second round, perhaps, or maybe even the first round? And running back, or is it to go out and kind of hit the free agency market and try to find somebody cheap? You see what Tampa's doing with their running back situation. They got somebody of value, and they were able to push them all the way to the NFC Championship with Fournette. There's kind of two paths that they can go down here, Ray. Which one are they going to choose?
Yeah, I would say they would probably lean towards drafting one. They've kind of been in this pattern here where they've addressed running back in the fourth or fifth round. You know, since Le'Veon Bell was a second-round pick, James Conner was a third-round comp pick, which is basically the fourth round, Snell fourth round, Samuels fifth round, and then McFarland fifth round. And none of these guys really were big difference makers. You can make an argument that Conner was in 2018, but nobody really since then has been a difference maker for this offense. So I think if you want that guy, you're going to have to get him in the first or second round. And, you know, Harris and Etienne, they're really the only two guys that you see mocked in the first or early second round. Lately I've been seeing Etienne mocked more in the second round than the first. So it all depends on, who's available at 24. If the linemen are gone, I suppose there's a small chance you might want to go Harris late in the first round. But, ideal scenario, you get that lineman in round one, then you go and get your running back in round two or three.
Ray, how much, just to circle back to Juju a little bit here, because you mentioned the franchise tag might not be that unaffordable, depending on other moves. But can the Steelers, how much would they miss him? Because they do have depth at that position. And can they just bank on the fact that wherever they draft a receiver, they seem to be able to pick one out, whatever round it's in?
Yeah, certainly in the top three rounds. I don't know if they've had a lot of success in, you know, rounds four or after, but yeah, their success in the top three rounds is really, you know, unequaled across the NFL. You know, I think a receiving core of Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and James Washington, plus probably a rookie. You know, you'd probably have to draft one. I'm not sure where you would draft one, but you'd probably bring another one in. I think that would be a formidable group. Obviously, not as good. You know, if Juju was here, but I still think that would be pretty formidable. And if you did that, I think there would be also the understanding that, hey, we're going to draft linemen, we're going to draft running back. We are finally going to address the slumping running game that is really holding us back in many respects. So maybe you don't need that, you know, that third or fourth receiver like you've really needed him the last couple of years. So, yeah, I think all that stuff is part of the equation. But I'm sort of leaning towards Juju being a luxury at this point. But I also really know the way the Steelers operate. He's only, I think, 23, 24 years old. They usually like to sign those guys to second contracts, guys who are really good. And it just could be because of the pandemic, because of the cap. It can't get it done this time, but I just think it's noteworthy to know that they usually do sign those types of guys. So it'll be interesting to watch what they do here over the next 6 weeks or so.
Tell me why they couldn't transition tag him, Ray.
Well, they could. You know, franchise or transition. You know, the franchise tag number is $16 million. I haven't looked at the transition tag number. That's usually a little bit less. I want to say that would probably be like in the $13, $14 million range. So, yeah, they certainly could do that. All those tags are an option for them. But more recently, when they've done the tag with Dupree, with Bell, they've used the franchise tag and not the transition tag. I want to say the last time they used the transition tag might have been Max Starks or maybe Jason Worlds. One of those two guys, they used the transition tag.
Ray, we talked about Sutton and Hilton. Is Joe Hayden definitely going to be gone?
No, I don't think so. I think you could see Hayden or Nelson be gone just because both those guys are, I think, $14 or $15 million cap hits. And, you know, we just got done talking about Sutton and Hilton. You know, the only reason I wrote this in the paper, I would probably lean towards cutting Joe Hayden because he's 32 and Steven Nelson is 28. But I think you can make the argument that Joe Hayden had the better year over Nelson last year and most certainly, without a doubt, has had a better career than Steven Nelson. So if you're purely picking your team not based on age, just on the type of season they're coming off, you know, it could be Hayden over Nelson, but I just struggle with that age factor. He's turning 32. You know, the same thing with Pouncey. He's turning 32. DeCastro's 31. I mean, at a certain point, especially with the cap situation the way it is this year, at a certain point you do have to move on from those guys and go with younger guys. So, but I don't think Joe Hayden had a bad year at all. I think he actually had a really good year.
Last thing before we let you go, Ray. Tell us about this smoke, or if there is any or there should be, about Colbert and about both the longevity here in Pittsburgh and the time that he'll be here in Pittsburgh and things with other organizations. Like, why is there news with Colbert? Is it simply because he just goes year to year?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. And I think, you know, we saw that last August that, you know, Kevin said, that's my decision. That's what I want to do. There was that situation with the Detroit Lions last week that happened not to be true, but you still have the Carolina Panthers out there. And we all know the relationships, you know, that are down there with Tepper and, there are some others now, Samir Suleiman is down there, as well. So I guess you have to keep an eye on the Panthers, but other than Carolina, I don't think there's really any other job that Kevin would, move for. And I quite honestly, he's 64, 65. He's been a Steeler through and through for the last 20 years. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ended it with the Steelers either.
Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. There he is. Ray.
Bye, Ray.
Yeah, stay warm, Ray. Stay safe. We love him. Just the best, Ray Fittipaldo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.